Well, guys, today I want to talk to you from a passage in the Bible, an Old Testament reference, and that's from the book of 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. I want us to quickly look at just one verse, and in fact, we're only going to look at half the verse. 1 Samuel 16, verse 7. This is what God's word says. It says, "For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart." Man looks on the outward, God looks on the heart. That's what I wanted to think about this morning. How does God view us and how do other people view us? You know, I'm pretty sure it would be a safe bet to say that all of us at some point have met someone who have met us, looked at us and made a judgment instantly. They didn't even bother to get to know us. You know, they encounter you, they look at you, they say, "Oh, I know all about that person." And oftentimes their assessment, their judgment is faulty, it's unjust, it's wrong. People try to assume what we're really like. Now, I must say personally, I have been guilty of doing this. There's been many times that I've actually looked at someone, met someone and said, "I know what that person's like," without actually even getting to know them. You know, the stupidity of doing that really came home to me a couple of years ago when I was living in the UK. There was a point where I had to drive from the English Midlands up until the central Scotland. And it was about an 8-hour drive. So on this long drive, I decided that I'd stop and get something to eat on the way to my destination. And it was one of those truck stops, those roadside cafes. I pulled in, got out of my car, walked into the restaurant, and I saw something strange. Normally when you walk into a restaurant, you see people lined up waiting to get their food. Everyone standing there looking at the menu, trying to work out what they're going to buy. But this time it was different. Everyone was huddled at the back in this small, tight group, looking really nervous. Now, when you walk into a restaurant, you don't expect to see that. My first thought was, "Oh, I hope it's not an armed robbery underway, because I don't want to be involved in that." But my intrigue got me, so I very carefully glanced around the corner, and I noticed at the front counter was this big bloke. Now, I'm a big fella. This bloke made me look small. He was a man mountain. He was huge. But not only was he huge, he was rough-looking. He had so many tattoos all over him. He had so many piercings on his face, it looked like he fell in a tackle box. This bloke looked really rough. He had his leathers on, and you knew this was a rough sort of fella. He was mean, he was nasty looking, and I understood very quickly why everyone was standing at the back. Eventually, this guy had to place his order. And everyone watched very carefully. What's he going to say? The girl serving him looked extremely nervous. And she said, "Hello, sir, what can I get you today?" And then this big, rough bloke spoke. He had the squeakiest little girl's voice you've ever, ever heard. At that point, I'm going, "Do I laugh? He still might be tough. Or what do we do?" And he very politely said, "I'll have a hamburger and chips, please." Squeaky voice, feminine voice, from this man mountain. I mean, this guy looked, if there was a mean weekly magazine, he would have been the front cover. But his voice portrayed something different. He wasn't as he appeared to be. You see, that is why it's foolish for us to judge someone based on what they look like. It's stupidity for us to look at someone and say, "I know what you're really like." Because oftentimes, we get it wrong. And as we come to this Bible verse this afternoon, we see something truly amazing. God is much fairer in judging us than we judge each other. You see, God doesn't look at the outside. God doesn't look at how you and I appear and judge us. Instead, the Bible says, "The Lord sees not as a man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." You see, God looks past the exterior. He looks past the rough, tough attitude that many of us can put forward. He looks past all that. He looks past the image that we like to portray to society. He looks past all that and he sees our heart. Now, in the context of this Bible verse, we see something truly amazing. This passage was given when God was looking to appoint a new king over Israel. So he sent the prophet Samuel to go find a king. Now, the prophet Samuel went throughout the region finding these people that looked like king material, good-looking fellas, big, strong fellas. And every time he said, "God, is this the one?" God would say, "No, it's not." And he'd go to another guy. "God, is this the one you want to be appointed as king? God, is this your man?" And God said, "Samuel, I judge people on their heart, not by how they look." And eventually the prophet Samuel found a young boy named David. the youngest of the young, and a man that wasn't exactly liked by his family. This guy was the smallest of the litter. He was the runt. He was put out into the field to be a shepherd, to be in a place that no one really liked. People didn't like the shepherds. They were smelly, they were dirty, they lived in the field, they weren't nice people. But God comes and says, I've seen the heart of that one. I've seen the heart of David, and he is going to be a man after my own heart. While everyone looked down on David, while everyone despised David, God looked past the exterior, and he looked at the heart of the matter. God showed kindness towards him and loved him. You know, I find that very comforting, because that says God doesn't look at you and I the way everyone else does. God doesn't look at you, God doesn't look at me and judge us based on what we do externally. No, he looks at our heart. God doesn't say, well, you look like this, well, you look like that, therefore I don't love you. No, God doesn't do that. God loves you despite how you look. God loves you no matter how you appear. That is God's grace. That is God's kindness. And it's truly wonderful for us that God doesn't judge us like everyone else. I mean, how unfair would it be if God looked at us and said, well, you're wearing the wrong color shirt. I don't love you today. That's not how God is. But at the same time, as we hear about God not looking at the outside, but rather God looking at our heart, we should pause. We should take account. Because if God judges us, as the Bible says, based on our heart, it means God knows everything that goes on inside of us. That means God knows your thought life. God knows all the things that you've ever done. God says you can't hide anything from me. If God judges us by our heart and by what's inside of us, he knows the things that we have done that no one else knows about. That's pretty deep and scary when you think about it. You know, we've all done things that we're ashamed of. We've all done things that we hope no one ever finds out. God knows. Yet God still loves us. God still cares about us. You see, it gives me grounds to pause, because there's things in my life that I'm not proud of. There's things I've done I hope no one ever finds out. But God knows. And God knows my heart. He knows the truth of the matter that, as the Bible says, I'm a sinner, I've done wrong. The Bible says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Every single person in the world, young and old, rich and poor, we've all sinned. We've all done that which is wrong. The God who looks at our heart knows that we aren't always good. The God who looks at our heart knows that we don't always live the way that we should live. He knows, as the Bible says, that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. The Lord Jesus himself said of the hearts, he said, for out of the heart comes evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person. God looks at our heart. He knows what we've done. He knows the errors that we have committed. He knows the secret things that we have done. And because God is good, he must punish wrongdoing. God, because he knows our sin, says, I must be good and just, and I must punish sinners. And the Bible says the place of punishment is death and hell. That's bad news, but here's some good news. God sees all that, says this is what everyone deserves, myself included, yet I'm still going to show kindness towards you. I'm still going to show love towards you. I still love you, even though you've done wrong. This is the amazing kindness of God. We've all done wrong. I mean, none of us are perfect. I think we know that. We've all done wrong at some point. Yet God looks at us and says, I love you, I care for you. I know everything about you, and I love you. How does God love us? Well, just like we heard about David being rejected by the people and hated by the people, so the Bible talks about another one who was rejected, another one who was hated by the people. This man was hated so much that they nailed him to the cross. You see, the Lord Jesus was despised. He was judged by others. Yet Jesus, in love, came to this earth and lived a perfect life. A life that none of us could live. A life where he did nothing wrong. And what Jesus did is he said, I love you, I care for you, and I will pay the penalty your sin demands. Our sin said death. But Jesus on the cross died for the sins of those who would trust in him. Jesus went to the cross, and he bled and died for my sin, for your sin, for the sins of all those who would come to him. That is God's love. He was crucified, dead, buried, but on the third day he rose again. You see, God knows everything about us, yet Jesus still dies for us. God knows all our sins, yet Jesus still goes to the cross and takes the punishment we deserve. That's love. That's kindness. He doesn't judge you based on what you look like. He doesn't say you have to clean yourself up to come to him. He says, no, I know everything already. And I love you. And I stand willing to forgive you. This morning, God would look at you and say, I know your heart. I see the real you. I know the wrong that you've done, yet I love you. And this morning, God himself would extend his hand to you and say, turn from your sin. Trust that it's only by Jesus dying and rising again that you can be forgiven. And I'll make you brand new. All the wrong that you've done will be done away with. All your sin will be removed because Jesus loved you and gave himself for you. The question for you this morning is this. Would you come to the God who loves you? Would you surrender to him? God shows great kindness. Would you come to Jesus trusting in him? Our sin says judgment. Jesus says, I'll be judged on behalf of sinners. Come to me and you'll be forgiven. God gives you a promise this morning. If you trust in Christ, then no matter what you've done, you can and will be forgiven.
Amen.
Would you trust in him? What I want to do now is I want to close with a word of prayer, but I also want to give you an opportunity for you to respond to Jesus saying, yeah, I need to trust in Christ. I need to be made brand new. I need forgiveness. I want to come to this God of love. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to ask everyone with their heads still bowed and their eyes closed, if you want to trust in Christ, just to put your hand up, and I'll pray for you. I'll lead you in a prayer, and Pastor Matt, no doubt, will be able to give you some resources. So let's pray together, shall we? Oh, our loving God, we thank you that you are so kind and that you love us even though at times we do that which is wrong. Lord, we sin, yet Jesus came to die for us. Father, we thank you for that. And we pray that today many would come to trust in you. That, Lord, this day people would turn from their sins and trust only in Christ Jesus, the one who died and rose again.